Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 5 through 11. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 5 through 11. Paul says, "Indeed, I consider that I'm not in the least inferior to these, quote-unquote, super apostles, even if I'm unskilled in speaking. I'm not so in knowledge. Indeed, in every way, we have made this plain to you all, to you in all things. Or did I commit a sin in humbling myself so that you might be exalted, because I preached God's gospel to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by accepting support from them in order to serve you. And when I was with you and was in need, I didn't burden anyone, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied my need. So I refrained and will refrain from burdening you in any way. As the truth of Christ is in me, this boasting of mine will not be silenced in the regions of Achaia. And why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do." Now, if you don't know the backstory, this section of scripture might be a little tricky for you. But listen, let me clarify some things for you. The orators, if you will, of Corinth prized fancy speech and charged a hefty fee for their services. The people of Corinth were really used to very articulate speakers, and people were gifted in their Greek, in their language, the way that they would talk, and they would charge a hefty fee for people to come and hear them just talk. Paul, proving that he wasn't preaching the gospel for money and showing his love for them, didn't charge them anything for what he came and preached and shared with them. Now, this embarrassed the quote-unquote super apostles that we looked at earlier here. These are the ones that we've been looking at who have been coming in and saying, well, Paul's not that impressive, we are, kind of a thing. Well, the fact that Paul didn't charge them and they did kind of embarrassed the super apostles. They accused Paul of not loving the Corinthians enough to charge them. And this is what Paul's dealing with here. And he says, look, I came in and I shared my heart with you. I didn't burden you all. I just did ministry from the heart. And you guys are all of a sudden getting wooed away by these guys that seem more impressive. And they're charging you money when they're really out for themselves and not for you or for Christ. And so what I want to do is I want to kind of take you through some scriptures real quickly that talk about the importance of doing ministry for the sake of the people and the sake of the Lord. In 1 Peter 5, listen to verses 1 through 4. Peter says, "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that's going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that's among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you'll receive the unfading crown of glory." Here he says, look, don't do it because you have to. Do it because God's calling you. Don't do it for money. Don't use your authority as a weapon. Be an example to these people. And that's how Paul did ministry as well. In 1 Timothy 3, the Bible talks of in verses 1 and following, the saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. The overseer, though, must be above reproach, husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, and not a lover of money. 1 Timothy 6, verses 3 through 10. Paul teaches and he says this. He says, "If anyone teaches a different doctrine and doesn't agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness, he's puffed up and with conceit and understanding and nothing. He has an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words, which produce envy, dissension, slander, evil to suspicion, and constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into the world. We can't take anything out of the world. If we have food and clothing, with these we'll be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. It's through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." Paul kept saying, Peter kept saying, watch out for those who are in the ministry for the money. We should be in the ministry because God's called us to, and because we want people to know Jesus, and because we love people, and we want them to be right with God. Beware of those who want you to be impressed with them and expect you to pay for them. Look forward to sharing some more from 2 Corinthians with you on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Psalms. Hope to see you then.